great pleasure to invite Herring back to our pulpit. He is a lay preacher that has been trained for this ministry from this parish, and he did such a great job opening the Advent. I thought, let's have him open our Lenten season as well. So, Harry.
Okay, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Please be seated. This past week, we celebrated Shrove Tuesday, or Mardi Gras. We had a great turnaround meal, which was our breakfast for our dinner. We had pancakes and peaches, sausage. We even had a homemade birthday cake. It was a great celebration. I was fortunate to bring my grandson, Grayson. He came and totally enjoyed the meal. He enjoyed the Mardi Gras decorations, the necklaces, the coins. This was a great celebration for all of us. Fat Tuesday, or Shrove Tuesday, is the last day and night for all Christians to celebrate and get prepared for Lent. Historically, a lot of people have gone out and partied hard because they were ready for what was coming. Today marks the first Sunday in Lent. Wikipedia defines Lent as a solemn religious observance in the Christian liturgical calendar. It begins on Ash Wednesday and ends about 6 weeks later at the Easter Vigil. And this historically, these 40 days were used for the preparation for what was to come, the coming Easter season. People used prayer, self-denial, fasting, repentance of sins, preparing for baptism. In the early days, a lot of people used this time for preparing to convert to Christianity. I remember as a child, a lot of my friends would give something up for Lent. Cookies, candy, ice cream, all kinds of desserts. Here I was, a Presbyterian, and we didn't do any of that. So I remember thinking that, some of the time thinking, that this wasn't fair. All my friends got to give up all these things. We didn't give up anything. We never talked about it. I didn't have a very good opportunity for my self-denial. The readings this morning all point out temptation. In Matthew Henry's commentary on the Holy Gospel of St. Matthew, he tells us that temptation is not sin, but rather it's pressure to give in to items that turn into sin and turn against God. To be tempted is to bend in a certain way that you know is wrong, yet you think you have to do it because you're going to get something that you really need or really want. Sometimes we rationalize that we're only doing a little bit wrong. Well, maybe I'm only being tempted a little. We think maybe that God will understand because we promise him that next week will be twice as good. Or maybe God's busy and he doesn't have time to see the little things we're doing. I know that I've been there. I've done that. What were Jesus' temptations? One, the devil said, if you're the Son of God, then command these stones to become loaves of bread. Now, Jesus was really hungry because he had been just come off of 40 days and nights of fasting in the desert. But the Lord said, no deal. Secondly, the devil took him to the holy city up on the highest point in the temple and said to him, prove who you are. Throw yourself down on the rocks and stones there. He said, because it's written that God will protect you and save you. Again, Jesus said, no chance, not going to do it. Then Satan took Christ to the highest mountaintop and showed him the many kingdoms that could be his, all that was going on and all that he would be in charge of. The devil said, all you have to do is bow down and worship me, and I'll make you ruler over the entire world. Jesus told the devil, away with you, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and only him. We have to remember that the devil, Satan, Diablo, the accuser, the tempter, He's not this cute little red character with funny ears and a long tail and this little impish grin. But rather, the devil is an intelligent, powerful spirit being that is thoroughly evil, and his main function is to penetrate evil in everyone's life. He's looking to lead us astray and away from God. Todd Hunter, a bishop in the Anglican Church of North America and a noted author, he listed the 5 most common temptations in today's society. 1, anxiety or worry. Today, over 60% of Americans are living in a state of worry or anxiety. And they're finding that anxiety is starting at a much younger age. A lot of children are affected. And it can continue right up until people get help or until they die. 2 is procrastination. We cannot seem to complete our tasks in a timely manner. This strikes us across the board. I'm sure not any of us. And please don't check with my wife, because for 53 years, she's been telling me that that's all I do is procrastinate. 3 is eat too much or drink too much. We as Americans have a tremendous problem with overeating. Obesity is affecting 55% of the country and on the rise. And if we tie this in with alcoholism, it's a serious, serious problem. A growing temptation is the overuse of electronics and social media. Everywhere you look, people are on a cell phone, a laptop, an iPad, using something electronic. And they have to communicate right then. You can be eating your meal and they say, nope, I gotta go right back to that person. It's really important. I gotta do it. 5, America falls into the trap of laziness. It seems to be getting worse and worse, and people have a whole host of excuses why, but it leads to a lot of other things. Human temptation can take on many characteristics, and it can lead us down a path that can only turn into sinful activity. We can only hurt ourselves, our friends, our neighbors. St. Paul said that the Lord will help us if only we ask him to, and he will forgive us because he's been tempted and he knows what it's like. By analyzing my own temptations, I have a good chance to stop some of them before I get into trouble. I am like many people, and I stray in and out of all of the 5 that were listed. I'm a famous overeater. I always rationalize, I'm going to go on a diet. Yeah, I'm going to go on a diet, and it's always next Monday, which never seems to come. And I always put off till tomorrow what I should have done today. But perhaps my worst temptation is I find myself questioning God. Why did he let this happen? Why did he let that happen? Why did he let a friend of mine die? Why does he make me be sick or allow me to be sick? Why does he let my neighbors get sick? During this Lenten period, I plan to do a lot of studying and reading. I do my daily devotions. I want to open myself up and work more at getting rid of the temptations. If we all work to identify our temptations and weaknesses, it'll make it better for us. My goal is to repent and renew my spirituality and become a better Christian. I'm preparing for the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Away with you, Satan. We will worship the Lord our God and serve only him. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.